Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 14th of July of the year 2020. Happy deathiversary today in 664 to Eorsonbert, King of Kent. Eorsonbert, lest we forget. And in 1881, Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Pat Garrett outside Fort Sumner, Mr. Garrett spending the rest of his days explaining that he did not, in fact, murder a child. Happy Pastille Day today as well. Celebrations today include Pastille Day, the day on which people consume herbal throat lozenges, not to be confused with Bastille Day, also on this day in 1789, which marked the period during the French Revolution in which citizens of Paris stormed the Bastille during the classic French hashtag PLM, or Peasant Lives Matter movement, not to be confused with the French PMS movement, or as they say in French, le syndrome prémenstruel. Though both Bastille Day and le syndrome prémenstruel have a few things in common, marking as they do the time in your social cycle in which you suddenly have had enough of all the bullshit you normally let slide under the radar, both are followed by a tidal wave of blood in the wake of which a new society will arise, and occasionally the guillotining of rich c**s that think cake will solve your problems. I don't want cake, Trevor. I want justice. In both cases, going sans culotte seems like a reasonable response at the time, but will eventually only lead to more senseless bloodshed. Yes, I'm opening with a period joke. Speaking of senseless bloodshed, your guest today on this inimitable, very news-based podcast is Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, just back from his stint hosting Gladiator's Murder Ball Bone Cruncher Season 5, one of the few judges to survive that epic reality TV battle dome. Welcome back to the podcast, Andrew.
Well, it's great to be back. Had a few narrow escapes this time. Yeah, an unusually aggressive tiger, certainly. And there was some problem with the safety enclosure.
Coming up today, Andrew will be bringing you all the latest in Brexit news for our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, a week after Australia closed the border between Victoria and New South Wales to contain the recent outbreak of coronavirus in Melbourne, city rivalist Trent Hargraw has declared that clearly Sydney is a better city to live in, despite Melbourne's better cafe culture, public transport culture and culture. Melbournians are said to be using their lockdown to prepare a scathing retort and a triple shot oat milk latte in response. Yeah, take that, Melbourne. And Nintendo has released an official statement regarding the many recent allegations of sexual misconduct by famous Super Smash Bros. Players, a sentence which could not have existed even 5 years ago. Our world is an eggshell afloat in the ocean at the mercy of unknown forces.
Testify!
And that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if competitive Super Smash Bros. Gamers can be accused of sexual misconduct, how long will it be before the collapse of civilization as we know it? So you should probably use your money to buy stuff before we have to start trading in goats and witchcraft again. If you have killed the bird that made the wind to blow and are currently stuck, nor breath nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean, you're probably thirsty. Sometimes we're all becalmed, the boards shrinking beneath us and slimy things crawling with legs upon a slimy sea. You might wish for the albatross to come back to life, or fear the fate that will have you one day accosting one in three passing strangers in order to tell them about the fate of the albatross, like an aged Greta Thunberg. But whether you're becalmed mid-ocean with your sailor friends dying around you, or mid-rant at a beleaguered wedding guest, what you need is half a glass of water. Half a glass of water brought to you by the Ancient Mariner and the Foundation for Albatross Preservation.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
And that's your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Top story today, Brexit news. Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, you're in the currently the brewer of the Brexit.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Well, no one really knows, to be honest. We've been ignoring it for as long as possible. I think that's why this country has really enjoyed this virus, actually, and the absolute tsunami of incompetence that the government has has unleashed. Because if they dealt with it in a more competent manner, then we might have had to turn our attention to Brexit rather sooner. And I don't think anyone wanted to do that on either the Brexit side, because they can, as soon as things start happening, they can then get paranoid that it's not real Brexit, not what we voted for. And on the Remain side, then it's really the crushing realisation that it is going to happen. So it's worked very well for Britain, this, enforced furloughing of thinking and talking about Brexit. But it is slowly hoving back into view now. And, interestingly, the government, I think, has probably realised that there is no way to push through Brexit. Actually, let's stick with perpetrate Brexit without further dividing this country. So they've actually launched a new Choose Your Own Brexit scheme on the grounds that Brexit is essentially 99% psychological anyway, in terms of the votes. And you can see this from both sides, wanting this perception of Europe stealing our freedoms and taking away our self-determination. I mean, it was 99% perceived, very much, I guess, in the same way that if you're on the Brexit side, you could say that all these wondrous benefits of all Europeans holding hands and dancing congas together for all time is psychological as well. So really, all we've got to do is allow people to believe what they want to believe about Brexit. For example, you can choose under the Choose Your Own Brexit scheme. You can choose to be informed that Britain has left Europe on a Norway plus Canada minus double Swiss deal, that no Romanian boats are fishing off the coast of Norfolk anymore, and that trading squirrel pelts with Paraguay has more than made up for the collapse of the melting remnants of the steel and car manufacturing industry. So it's it works quite well, because it doesn't it doesn't really make the blindest bit of practical difference for most of us. What's happening in other bits of the country, of the economy, of other people's lives. That's the way politics works. That's all about what's going on inside your own head. It won't make the blindest bit of practical difference. So we might as well try and make people as happy as possible. And under this Choose Your Own Brexit scheme, and this is the most crucial part of it, Alice, because Brexit is not about what happens. It's really about how upset your political opponents are, which is really what politics is all about. So you can actually choose the reaction of your political nemesis. So if you're an ardent Brexiteer You can be told through all your kind of news apps and indeed printed newspapers they're going to issue. You can choose to live out your dream that the snowflake Ramoniacs are dissolving in a vat of acidic despair. And if you are one of those snowflake Ramoniacs, then you can also pretend that all Brexiteers are disappointed that we haven't been fired into space in a special British capsule. So I think this is the only real compromise that could work is essentially a 100% pretend Brexit.
I fear that the problem with the 100% pretend Brexit, Andrew, would be that people would be insufficiently pleased that their enemies were also pleased.
That all comes down to the logistics of it, Alice, because obviously if there's leakage from within the bubble, this is all about maintaining your bubbles. And we've got very good at this as a species of living in our own impenetrable political bubbles, and this scheme does depend on that. You know, if you're on the one side, you have to believe that the other side is currently whimpering in a corner and quivering, and so everyone will be happy. This is the great thing. Politics is so much about division. This is acknowledging that, but making a division a vehicle for creating the perception of unity, which I think might be the kind of peak democracy in many ways. Our government is renowned for its enthusiastic embracement of fiction as a political tool. And in terms of the Brexit trade deals, they just announced trade deals with countries including Dysonia, Zuckerbergenberg, Vodafonistan and Bezosuela. Now, really, these are just, you know, fancy names for the sweet tax deals we're offering to giant international corporations. But, you know, it makes it sound like we're making these deals and becoming a global Britain again. They've also just announced a potential £120 trillion a month trade deal with the United Kingdom, which is a great idea, because the great thing from the UK perspective is the UK is exactly the kind of country we want to be dealing with. It's not part of the EU. It's right on our doorstep, so it's geographically convenient. And if we just trade with ourselves, then the money keeps flowing round and tots up. Now, it doesn't make anyone better off, really, but that's not the point of capitalism. It's all about having some imposingly massive statistics to throw around to make things look like they're going a lot better than they are. So I think that's another part of the future, is just trading with basically just handing £20 notes around from person to person around the country to make it look like we're the fastest growing country in the world.
That sounds like the perfect solution to a problem that didn't need to exist.
Well, I mean, that's a very good summary of Brexit as a whole, Alice. So well done for putting that in those lucid words. The problem is that the government has run various simulations on how Brexit will pan out. And in these simulations, on 12 occasions, Brexit led to a war with Portugal. 7 of them turned nuclear. On 5 occasions, it led to an economic downturn so severe that the only surviving British industries were Woad and Henges, so it really threw us back in time. 4 times the simulation led to an economic upturn so steep that all schools were given a giant golden statue of Michael Gove, 50 metres high and made of solid gold. I mean, they could have put all the money into making class sizes smaller, giving better pay packages to teachers and better facilities for schools. But, you know, that's not what public education is about in this country. You need a massive golden Gove. 3 times the simulation led to a monarcho-syndicalist revolution in which the Queen led a radical leftist putsch. Twice it led to a glorious new age of empire in which Britain controls the Isle of Wight, a colony of walruses off Baffin Island that the Canadians have got bored with, and somewhat surprisingly, the Vatican City. Henry VIII will be turning in his grave. He'd be trying to turn. He'd probably stuck, actually. But big lad by the time he carved it. On one occasion, the Brexit simulation led to a volcano erupting outside Birmingham. So I think it shows how difficult this is going to be. But I think this new choose-your-own Brexit scheme is really the only way out of it. Because essentially, Alice, Brexit is like a crab and monkey brain burger.
How is Brexit like a crab and monkey brain burger?
Well, because to some it seemed like a good and interesting and exciting idea, to others deeply, deeply unappetizing and ethically questionable, and to others still just simply terrifying and curious, and also particularly if the crab is still alive and the monkey brain is a genuine monkey brain.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear hopefully human host and co-host, that's you today, Andrew. Would you consider yourself human?
Well, I don't think I'm hopefully human. I'm pessimistically human.
In episode 183, classic. Episode 183, go back and listen to that if you can. In episode 183, you discussed again the many arms tech billionaire Josh Gondelman has had attached to his body. He also mentioned his brand of super dense water. Rumour has it the sinister octopus tribes of New Zealand have recently started using super dense water in their human meat production. I'm going to stop you there, Bob. No relation to the sentient trash island, I hope. You are peddling conspiracy theories here. We have no confirmation, in fact, that the octopus people of New Zealand have any taste in human meat. Sure, their national flag looks like a pile of human bodies with an octopus on top. Sure, they have regularly mentioned in diplomatic emissaries that humans look like they taste delicious. But if we know nothing else, we know that words aren't necessarily facts, and there's no, I mean, sure, 8 out of 10 of the diplomatic envoys that are sent to New Zealand don't come back, and the 2 that do refuse to talk about what they've seen. That does not mean anything, and I, for one, am willing to reserve judgment until I have seen with my own eyes an octopus person consuming human meat. This is a terrible thing to pander around, and I'm pretty sure that it's not true. We here are on equal footing, although they have more feet than the octopuses, and I deeply resent your letter, Bob. I hope you never send a letter again. That said, if you'd like to send a letter to the editor, please write it in to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to our episode of the podcast. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, although I hear that some of our episodes have been glitching out, and that could have to do with some of the problems we've been having with our emails dropping through to other dimensions. But we're certainly recording 366 episodes this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time. Your guest today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
All new Zaltz Flakes. It's my new breakfast breakfast cereal, hopefully a lot safer this time after the rather, well, entertaining product recall on the last version. And sorry to anyone who's still undergoing surgery as a result of that.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is available on Amazon Prime, and I am performing live on Next Up Comedy on the 23rd of July. Google that. I'm not sure of the details. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.